issued lots of orange marmalade, which the mess officer couldn't really sell to his people, so he put 4 big pots out 4 different corners from the mess area, and that certainly did take away a lot of the stinging problems. Then we got our orders to proceed to Paris, which we did in 48 cars, and again there were those of us who had no space, but this same S officer was the man who was to become my husband, and he managed to find 3 extra berths in a car that held supplies. So
sound like you were extra baggage.
We definitely
excess baggage.
Were not planned for.
Special baggage.
Right. So we went to a place east of Paris called Aubun, and again we were put in tents where I think we were forgotten briefly. We dug potatoes that the Germans had planted, and that supplemented our rather meager fare. Our orders came for us to go up to take over a hospital in Liège, Belgium, but before we could get underway, they ordered us into Paris. This was shortly after it was liberated, and they were getting so many more patients back from the combat zones than they expected. So they took back a hospital that the French had started to take over. At that time, we could only use buildings that the Germans had occupied. So they gave us the Lariboisière Hospital, which was near Gare du Nord.
Were they clean buildings?
Well, I didn't get in there until the next day, and we already had patients, but we did a lot of painting and a lot of scrubbing, but they were pretty clean. We had about 160 French civilian employees also, and we soon did whip it into shape. But there were patients arriving at the hospital before all of our people got in, and it was late the day that we were supposed to start working before they finally got the remaining 9 of us that had been left behind and wondering if we would ever be remembered. We were there in Paris then for 16 months, a very, very busy time. We were a triage hospital, which meant that we got all kinds of problems and sorted them out, either sent them home or sent them to other hospitals for care. Eventually, there were, something like 9 to 14 hospitals in Paris that all were receiving patients, but ours was one of the last to leave. It was a good thing we didn't get sent up to Liège, Belgium, because that's one of the hospitals that was bombed, and some of the people may recall that 3 American nurses were killed in that bombing. I think probably my most unforgettable patient is one that was run over by one of our own 2.5-ton trucks during the Battle of the Bulge. They were trying to evacuate an area, and unfortunately the driver thought everybody was aboard, and he backed up. This fellow, it happened in December, and he lived until March, even though he had multiple injuries. We were sent down to try and help him be more comfortable and to give him passive motion, but he was in so much pain that all I could bring myself to do was to help him smoke a cigarette, which was his only remaining pleasure. But it's an experience I'll never forget. I saw things that you don't see in civilian life. And one of the nicer parts is that our people were in good shape and they got well quickly, and most of them were very grateful for the care they received. And then after, well, VE Day, Paris erupted. We all tried to go down to the Place de l'Opera, around the Opera House, and it was just one solid mass of people. I took lots of pictures. Unfortunately, I was so excited that in taking a roll out, I put the same roll back in my film, my camera, so that everything was double exposed. So I, that particular moment, I don't have any pictorial record. Then we were split up, sent, some went home, some went to the Pacific Theater. Some of us were assigned to other units because we were now the more experienced people. Our particular hospital went down to the Riviera and took over two station hospitals. One had been, it was full of patients being treated for VD, and the other was sort of a collecting point for whatever.
They treat men for VD. We used to give the girls douches, but what do they do with the men?
Large good. Shots of bismuth.
Penicillin?
Bismuth.
Bismuth.
And that was bismuth before. And chalk. And then they got penicillin's gonorrhea.
Okay, well, we
but
had
bismuth,
a little bit of
think,
everything.
Yeah, bismuth, I think, is what they gave for the others.
But we all felt it quite a loss. Our chief of, who was in charge of the physical therapy department, was sent somewhere else, and we inherited an abdominal surgeon as our chief. And as he said, you know more what you're doing than I do, so proceed. You will have my backing for whatever you do. Most of our patients then were either headed for home, they hoped, or for the Pacific Theater. We were there just a few months, and then the orders came for all physical therapists to be sent back to the States, which was a big disappointment to me. I had hoped to go on up to Germany, but instead we boarded a weapons carrier and headed for Le Havre, where after 3 days of staging, we boarded a Liberty ship called the Mariposa, and 14 days later came into Camp Standish, which we had just were geared for coming into New York. When I left New York, I was on the wrong side of the ship, so I didn't see the Statue of Liberty. And coming back into Massachusetts, I didn't see it then either. Then after 3 more days of sitting around, they put us on a train, chair car, no roomettes, for Chicago, where 3 days later, I was finally discharged, and my first thing I did was take off my tie and throw it out the window. And that's the end. 2 months later, I got
when,
my final
when
discharge.
Did you meet, where did you meet President Roosevelt? That's interesting.
Well, that was before I was in service, when I worked at Warm Springs Foundation in Georgia. That was my first job after I graduated from the University of Wisconsin. And the doctor who was our chief there at the university accepted the directorship of the physical medicine program at Warm Springs, and he took 2 of us with him, so that we actually went to work before we graduated. We had worked 3 months before we before our time was up, but we didn't take our boards until almost 9 months later.
Did you benefit up from the GI Bill?
Yes, I got my pilot's license and was headed.
Did we get anything from the GI Bill?
You could have, but it would have been long after World War
I. I haven't gotten anything.
I never took anything from it. But you
never
you've
offered
got a,
me anything.
I took flying lessons, got my private license, and was on my way to getting my commercial license when I discovered that I was pregnant and decided
really
I did not need to be flying around up in the sky. I incidentally, as I said, married the man who had been our mess officer, special services officer, you name it, 3 years after we had met.
One of the nurses in our unit married our mess officer, and her name was Lila.
Oh.
And she was a twin. We had a twin sister in our unit.
We had twins in our unit whose last name was the same as mine, Taylor. They were from Georgia, and unhappily, in Paris, they were out on a date, one of the twins was, with two other nurses and the ever-present Air Force officers, and their car went into the Seine, and our two nurses were drowned. They were not found until some weeks later.
Oh dear.
One of them had made her decision to resign from the service in order to become a nun. And this was one of her last, would have been one of her last evenings there.
Oh dear.
This was not to be.
Yeah. Did you experience conflict between being feminine and being a military professional? You had a lot of that, I guess.
Well, we were so well treated, and of course things were always special for me because I was the first woman in the service. We, no, I really would say not.
They,
except for, as I said, the way our colonel treated us. He just expected us to do everything the men did, and we try.
Now, I felt that the men that I met overseas more or less treated us as their sisters. They respected us, and they tried to take care of us.
Well, this
and
is
especially didn't want us to have anything to do with the Australian officers. They were very jealous of us, but they treated us with great respect.
Yes, I really, found that, like you say, it was such an artificial situation. It can't ever be duplicated, but the experience is just certainly something that you can't replace, duplicate.
What was your most unpopular regulation?
Wearing a tie. And the overseas cap. I wore the cap with the bill.
Bill, yeah.